Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? When you say, "I hope so," what do you mean? I hope the traffic isn't bad. I hope it doesn't rain. It's a wish more than a guarantee. That is not the hope in our Bible verse today. In this hope we were saved. Notice the tense. We were saved. Jesus has already accomplished everything necessary for our salvation. On the cross, he declared, "It is finished." He paid for every sin. He declared that whoever believes in him already has eternal life. So, if we are already saved, why do we still hope? Because while our salvation is complete, it has not yet been fully revealed. We possess God's promises by faith, but we have not yet seen their fulfillment with our eyes. Think of a child on Christmas Eve. The gifts are already under the tree. They can see their name on the presents, yet the child still waits eagerly for morning, longing to unwrap what has already been bought. So too, our inheritance is already ours because of Christ, yet we eagerly await the day when every promise is opened before us. That is why Paul says, "Hope that is seen is no hope at all." If we could already see heaven, there would be no need for hope. If our bodies had already been raised, there would be no need for waiting. But we are not there yet. So what do we do now? We live by God's promises, trusting that God's word speaks a reality greater than what our eyes can see. A hospital room doesn't look like victory, but Jesus says, "Your body will rise." Tears of loneliness shed on a pillow don't look comforting. But Jesus says, "You are my child." One day, hope will no longer be necessary. Faith will become sight when we see Jesus' face and rejoice in the glory that cannot be compared to present suffering. Until that day, we live in hope, not because we are guessing what the future holds, but because we know the one who holds the future. Lord Jesus, thank you for accomplishing my salvation completely. When my eyes are fixed on the troubles of this world, turn my heart again to your sure promises. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.